ready for another one?
Sure.
This is just so much fun. There was a locomotive on the tracks, stopped. On the ground was a giant grid. I don't know what it was or how to explain it, but it was a grid, and it was the plan for the locomotive. Some men came along and were trying to change the grid, change the plan, but the conductor came out and started yelling at them to get away. It's significant to note that the conductor was a woman. She stood her ground and they left. Then the scene changed, like it was a fast forward to the future. The locomotive was at a celebration, and the people were standing around waiting for it to blow its horn. They were really excited because this was something new, and there was something different about this locomotive's horn. I don't know how to explain it other than everyone was really excited about this train blowing its horn because it was so different. And the title of the dream is The Train.
Yeah. Can I ask one question that you may know? You don't have to say who this is, but are they part of your community here?
They have come to some of our events online, but not here.
Yeah, just curious, because, and part of the reason is more the application than the interpretation. Because the interpretation, I kind of makes sense, but I was wondering for the application.
Well, and speak to what's the difference between the interpretation and application.
Yeah, so we'll give the interpretation, and then if I forget, have me come back and I'll say, here's one application that I don't think is the case because they're not part of your community, but here's another possible application. Because that's important, because too many times we try to figure out the application instead of the interpretation, and that's where some people get stuck, because they kind of get frozen because they're trying to figure out how it fits rather than what it means.
Okay.
And the application tells you how it fits, where the interpretation tells you what it means.
Okay.
So a locomotive, a train, is usually some kind of a movement. It's in this context, it feels like a ministry. Because there's the feeling of the horn, the excitement. There's a couple different things. It feels like this is a ministry. It could be a corporation that has like multiple locations. Like that would be another thing a train could represent. Because you've got multiple cars all moving in the same direction, following a single track, right? Mm-hmm. So this is some kind of a move, some type of a ministry that has multiple different expressions that's going in the right direction. But there's been a pause in their movement, right? And in this pause, there are people that are trying to change the plans. They're trying to rearrange what this is, what its identity is, what its purpose is, what it's supposed to look like. But the leader is a woman leader. The leader actually holds her ground and does not let it get changed in that moment. And because it doesn't get changed, it's able to move on. Because that's as soon as that happens, that's when you have the switch to the next scene. So usually there's a cause and effect in a switch like that. Like something was finished here and now it's time for the next thing. So the completion was not letting it change. So here's my question on timing is this about, can the dreamer look back at the organizations that they're part of and recognize that there's a season when things were on pause, where it didn't seem like there was a lot of forward movement, and the leader actually had to hold on to who they were and made that stand, or is that yet to come? Because if it's yet to come, that might be an encouragement, because the next piece is the encouragement.
Okay.
Because even everybody's trying to change. Well, not everybody. There are people trying to change what it is. But when it gets to its destination, everybody's excited because it's new.
Right.
So it actually doesn't need to be changed to be the new thing. And that's what needs to be recognized. It does not need to change to be the new thing. It already is the new thing. And after this pause, it's going to move forward, it's going to accomplish, and the sound that it releases is going to cause celebration in me.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So now application.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like she knew the woman.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, and that could be because it's just representing a woman leader, or it's maybe they don't know the person yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sometimes that's because they recognize the It's not necessarily about that individual as much as it is that there's a woman leader, and it's about the leadership that's being represented rather than that individual having to make that stand, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be one of the reasons for that. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, one of the reasons why I asked if they were part of your ministry is because that dynamic fits. You know, yeah. Dare to Believe. You've got a few different things. They're all kind of moving along in the same direction. You're the leader. And there are voices that are trying to say, well, you have to rearrange, you have to become this, you have to become that. But you've held your ground.
Yeah.
This is who we are.
This
is what God has called us.
Well, that fits. You know?
Yeah. So yeah. I wondered if it was an intercessory thing, if it was about Dare to Believe, or if it's about another ministry. So that's the application piece. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to know what the train actually represents other than the kind of thing it represents.
You know, what's interesting is she's not on this. She's watching it all happen. So
she's
probably
observing.
Is an intercessory.
It's an intercessory dream.
Yes.
It's about something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's
it is an
key.
Intercessory yeah. dream. Because dreams usually can have one of three perspectives, either that it's about you and it's you doing
right.
everything. It's about you and a group of people or some
yeah.
other people doing something. So that's a second perspective. So it's about that community.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you're watching something, usually it's for intercession.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
So good.
Well, would you pray for this dreamer?
Yeah.
Please.
Well, Father, I thank you for revealing the things that need to be understood and the things that need to be held on to. Lord, I'm asking you would just increase that burden of intercession that is in this dreamer, that they would intercede for what you have started to not be changed from your intention and to be able to release its sound so that many celebrate. And Lord, I'm asking that you would help them to be able to recognize when this happens so they can join in that celebration.
Yeah, and thank yeah. you, Lord, for the intercessors.
Yes.
People you call the intercession.
Amen.
Yeah, so again, this is Christy Grainer. I'm here with John Thomas. We're with Dare to Believe Ministries, and John is with Streams Ministries. You can find him at streamsministries.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I am at dtbmn.org. And we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear about your dreams. Thanks for joining us.